One of the things I'm most stirred about always comes back to an excitement when I see other people come to the realization of the Word and the power of the Word in their lives, and when they come to the realization that the Holy Spirit will show them and teach them things from the Word of God, that the Holy Spirit loves them enough to teach them individually the things of God. I think rare is the person that, in the body of Christ, that has confidence that when they read the Word, they're going to fully understand it. And when I say fully, I don't mean you're going to understand everything about the Word the first time you open it up. The great thing about the Word of God is it's living and active. And so every time you read it, the Holy Spirit's going to show you and teach you something new, something that applies to your life that day. And you can read the Word time after time after time after time from today until your last breath on this earth, and it will still be fresh, vibrant, filled with life, and filled with new revelations. And that needs to be our expectation, but that's not the expectation most of us have. One of the most common things and frustrations that I hear in people's voices that are serving Jesus Christ, that are living their lives for Jesus Christ, that are born-again believers in this culture, in this country, one of the most common frustrations that I hear is, I just don't understand. When I read the Word of God, I don't really get anything out of it. And what I want to encourage you with, if you feel that way today, or you've ever felt that way, or sometimes you know that in the future you might feel that way, I want to give you some encouragement in that. Because this is how personal the relationship is that you have with Jesus Christ and that He has with you. It's personal. And He wants to speak to you through His Word. The Bible itself says the Word is living and active. This is how Jesus reveals Himself to you on a daily basis. Oh, He speaks to you in prayer. He speaks to your soul. But Peter said, in 2 Peter chapter 1:19, Peter, talking about even the time of the Mount of Transfiguration, when they heard the voice of God, Peter still said, but we have a more certain, a more sure, a more firm prophetic word. And he's speaking about the word that we have, the word that's in front of us, the Word of God. That is sure and certain, and He speaks to you through it. So He wants us to understand it. He wants you to be excited about the Word of God. He wants you to be excited every time you open it up, because you have that sense. You have that anticipation. You have that excitement because you're about to spend time with the Creator of the world, and He's going to show you something new. That's exciting. One of the greatest thrills in life is when you're sitting and reading the Word of God, and all of a sudden, it just clicks in your mind, and you see or you know something or you recognize something you've never seen before and no one's taught you, but it's a revelation that comes from the Holy Spirit. And this is what we should expect every time. If you look in the book of John, chapter 7, Jesus is in Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. And it says in verse number 14 and 15, now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and taught. So Jesus, the Feast of the Tabernacles is one of the three holidays, one of the three Jewish holidays, where in the time of the Second Temple, all of the Israelites, if you were Jewish, you had to, three times a year, you had to be in Jerusalem to worship. Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Passover, the Passover, and the Pentecost. These three times you had to be in Jerusalem. And so here we see Jesus, as a Jew, is in Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles. Jesus goes to the temple, and at the temple, He begins to teach. And it says in verse number 15, and the Jews marveled, saying, how knoweth this man letters, having never learned? So Jesus is teaching from the Word of God, and He's teaching things that it's causing those who studied the Torah, those who studied the Word of God, it's causing them to hear the things that Jesus is saying. And even in their natural minds and their natural wisdom, they understand there's revelation and understanding that's coming from Jesus. That's beyond their own level of understanding from sometimes years of teaching, years of reading, years of being scribes and translating, years of being taught and studying the Word. And yet here comes Jesus, who has a revelation and an understanding that surpasses theirs, and He's never been taught. You know, these that He's speaking of, whether they be Pharisees or Sadducees, teachers of the law, scribes, They had all been taught. They got to their level of understanding because they had been taught by teachers. And those teachers had been taught by their teachers and so forth and so on. So you're talking about generation upon generation upon generation of, in a lot of cases, and I'll use just the rabbis, which is what the Pharisees come from, because there's a lot of rabbinic teaching still today. You know, the teachings of the rabbis have come generation upon generation upon generation. You have generations of teaching and understanding that these men had. It's not just their own experiences. It's the learning that they had from generation upon generation upon generation, building upon the knowledge and the understanding, at least in the natural sense, until they got to the place where they were. And then here comes Jesus, and Jesus has revelation and understanding that surpasses theirs. And they're dumbfounded by it. And they wonder, how can he who's not learned? Jesus didn't spend time with the teachers. Jesus didn't spend time being educated in the Word of God. And you might say to yourself, well, he was God, so, you know, he knew all that. Now, we need to really understand and remember, because this is, I'm going to read this to you from the Amplified Bible. It says, when the feast was already half over, Jesus went up to the temple court and began to preach. The Jews were astonished. They said, how is it that this man has learning, is so versed in the sacred scriptures and theology when he's never studied? Now, we can read that and think, ah, well, you know, that's not such a big deal. He's God after all. He knows it all. So it's not that hard. No. You need to understand. We need to remember that he is God. He's always God. But he's God who took on the flesh. And so Jesus, as God, having taken on the flesh, is within the same confines and within the same limitations of the flesh that we have. Now, he was never tainted by the flesh and he never sinned, and that's the difference. But in the same way that the Bible makes it clear to us, that is only through the Holy Spirit that we can have and know and understand things. Outside of the Holy Spirit, the natural mind can't conceive, can't understand, can't even begin to comprehend the spiritual things. Well, it's the flesh that is what keeps us. It's the flesh that is that blinder. It's the flesh that blocks that spiritual knowledge. The flesh blinds us to the spiritual things. And so Jesus, you know, the great thing when you read about Jesus and you read the early portions of the Gospels and you read about Jesus, and you can see a progression in Jesus. You can see that when Jesus was a boy, and it says in Luke, I think it's 151, maybe 152, maybe chapter 2, very early on, it makes it clear that Jesus was learning and growing. And he was learning and growing in the eyes of men and the eyes of God. So there was a learning process. Jesus wasn't just born and knew and understood all things. He was God, but he was God in the flesh. And so the same limitations of the flesh is what he had to endure. And it's the flesh that is the shadow. It's the flesh that is that which blocks, it hinders that light, that knowledge, that illumination that is God. Jesus had to learn and grow and learn and grow and set aside the flesh in the same way you and I have to. And you can see as you go through the Gospels, you can see the progression of Jesus Christ. You can see that when you look at the story of Jesus with the woman with the issue of blood, and she fights her way through the crowd and she touches the hem of Jesus' garment. And when she touches the hem of his garment, she's healed instantly. And what is it that Jesus says? Jesus turns around and he knows, the Bible tells us, that he knew that power had flowed from him. So he sensed that power flowing from him, but he asks his disciples, who touched me? And the disciples said, look, everybody's touching you. You know, how can you ask that? We have no idea. And he said, somebody touched me because I felt power flow from me. And the woman then identified herself. Now, here's what you need to stop and realize. He's God. This is not he's not just playing a game when he says, who touched me. He didn't know who touched him. He knew power had flowed out, but he didn't know who touched him. You can see the progression of Jesus' learning, the progression of his growth as a man. He's always God. Do not misunderstand me. He's always God. But having made himself a man and putting himself in the flesh, he's limited by the flesh, and he had to learn and grow in the same way that you and I have to learn and grow to rely upon the spiritual truths and the spiritual things and set the flesh aside. It's an ongoing process for us, and we can do it because Jesus did it. He was God, but he was God in the flesh, and he overcame all things. He overcame the flesh. So when Jesus said, who touched me, he genuinely didn't know who it was. But he's God. How could he not know? Because he's God, but he's still in the flesh, and he was learning and growing. And you can see that continual progression. And you can see as you go through the Gospels and you get towards the end of the Gospels, you can see that there's that continual growth and knowledge. You can see, even towards the end, you see where, I believe it's Peter that says, right towards the end, Jesus, you know all things. So even the disciples have come to the place where they realize that nothing is hidden from Jesus, that he has so overcome the flesh. And we see John, we see Peter actually say that. That is in John. It's in that last chapter of John. And this is after the resurrection of Jesus. So Jesus has now completely overcome the flesh. He has total victory over the flesh. And now, in John, it makes it clear through what Peter said that Peter realizes, you know all things. So we see that progression in Jesus where he was learning as a boy, as a man in ministry, and especially as a man who, after the baptism, had the Holy Spirit come upon him and dwell within him, then you start to see that growth really exponentially taking place as he gets more and more spiritual victories over the flesh, as he's more and more able to set aside the flesh. And we see a pivotal moment at the Mount of Transfiguration when he's able to pull the flesh out of the way and that light of Jesus shines like the day, like illumination. And then you get to the, like we just said, you get to the very end and he knows everything. It's a progression with Jesus. And so when we read here the verse that I was sharing with you from John chapter 7, verse number 14 and 15, when the Jews were astonished and they said, how is it that this man has learning, is so versed in the sacred scriptures and theology when he's never studied? See, we can read that and we can say, well, he's God, so he did understand those things. Everything I just told you should illustrate for us and help us to understand that it's not just because he was God that he knew these things. He had the Holy Spirit in him. He is God, but he's limited by the flesh. But even with those limitations, he was able to pull the flesh out of the way, to hear the word of God, and to get teaching and instruction from the Holy Spirit. And so his teaching and understanding, even as God in the flesh, as a man, his teaching and understanding came not from men, but it came from the Holy Spirit. It came from the very Spirit of God. And it was an ongoing teaching process. It was an ongoing learning process. But he had learned so much from the Holy Spirit that he knew and understood things far better than all of these teachers who had generation upon generation upon generation of wisdom and teaching dispensed and dispersed to them, poured into them, and yet it paled by comparison to what Jesus knew and understood because Jesus was being taught by the Holy Spirit. You and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, because Jesus did defeat the flesh, he gained total victory over the flesh. So now when you and I have come to the place in our lives where we've accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus and we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior, in coming to that point, we now have the Holy Spirit dwelling with us, dwelling within us, because our spirit, which was dead, is now made alive. It's been plugged back in to that spiritual realm. And the Holy Spirit dwells within you. And so your spirit, which was dead, is now born again, is now recreated, is now a new creation in Jesus. And it's a creation that has the very Spirit of God himself within you. So when you can look and you can see that Jesus, as a man, always God, but as a man and in the flesh, when you can see that Jesus had learned and had learned the things of the Word far beyond anything that all the teachers had learned, from generation upon generation upon generation of teaching infused into them, Jesus knew more. That same thing is true for you. And this is why we can enter into a sense of excitement and expectation every time. If you don't have your Bible with you today, tonight when you get home, open up the Word of God. And rather feeling that sense of, oh, I hope I can understand it. Because that's been your past history. Rather than opening the Bible with that sense of, oh, hope I understand it, open with a sense of excitement and anticipation. Because the very Spirit of God that was in Jesus Christ, that revealed the truth of Jesus Christ while he was a man in this flesh, the very Spirit of God that revealed the truth to him, that gave him a knowledge so vastly superior to that of men, is the same Spirit that dwells in you. It is the same Holy Spirit that is going to teach you. He's in you. He will teach you and show you things and revelations from this Word that man has never taught you. And again, it's a personal thing with Jesus. It's a personal thing, and so the Holy Spirit personally will teach you things that he knows you need to know today. and will encourage your heart today and will strengthen you today and will draw you closer to Him today. He knows those things and He will teach you those things. As we see Jesus here, and the Jews are astonished at His knowing and His knowledge, this is the same thing that is in you, and this is the same expectation you should have. So when we read this verse and it says the Jews were astonished and they said, how is it this man has learning, is so versed in the sacred scriptures and in theology when he's never studied? This is the same thing that you should expect. It's not just because Jesus was God that he knew that. It's because Jesus was God in the flesh, limited by the flesh, but he had the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit taught him those things. And because of what Jesus did, you now have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit will teach you as well. Let's increase substantially our level of expectation when we read the Word. Be excited the next time you get the chance to open up the Word of God and listen to what the Holy Spirit says. Listen to what He teaches. And think about what you read. And as you think about it, not just when you read it, but as you think about it afterwards, and just meditate on that Word, listen to what the Holy Spirit shares and shows you.